Hello, After Buzzers. Celebrate the finale with us. We are celebrating, wow, season 6, episode 20, Who Do You Believe? Right here on AfterBuzz TV now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, hello, AfterBuzzers. And welcome to our finale episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel is here to break down the finale. Let's go.
Yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen, and you guys can keep up with me at Christy Reports. And you guys can keep up with me, Megan Stecker. It's all at Megan Stecker across all the social medias. But just tweet me.
Fern Ronay. You can tweet me, too, at Fern Ronay.
You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants underscore underscore rants. All right, well, let's get into this dark and mysterious.
I'm feeling serious mode.
Yes, I feel like this is how it is to be like Lisa Rinna. Like whenever you're in a conversation, it's just like, let's make this as intense as possible.
She just hears dramatic music in her head. She knows it's time to go.
Because she can survive anything.
Well, let's talk about it. Everyone's back from Dubai, and Lisa Rinna is sad. She's sad at what happened in Dubai. Girl, you ruined it for yourself. I said this from like episode one of them in Dubai. I was like, she's gonna ruin the whole trip. This is my prediction. This is what happened, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take someone to task, and you're trying to take the queen bee to task, then yes, it's gonna be a bumpy trip. Buckle up, honey. Buckle up.
I love that they had to be separated on the way home.
That was a juicy tidbit.
I liked that. Yeah, I mean, really, ladies? Really had to be separated? You couldn't just, like, coexist? That must have been terrible. What a long trip to be with someone you don't want to see.
Right?
Because you know, like, when there's someone you don't want to see, you know where they are, even if they're not in your sight. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like, they're over there.
Mm-hmm. You can just feel them.
Yes, the vibe.
So you got to get on and off planes, and too long for me. Lisa Rinna met with her manager, and they're talking about this NBC pilot that she blabbed about at the beginning of the season. It was a lot of flashbacks for me of the stuff that we were talking about, at the, like, stuff that Christy has brought to her attention throughout the season. Yeah, so a lot of this stuff had come to light at this point. And her manager said that he wanted her back in daytime in a meaningful role. So I like how that was a slam to all of her soap opera fans who are so loyal to her throughout the years.
Steven's not a big soap fan, apparently.
No. I don't know if that was the exact word, but I think he used the word meaningful or something like, you know, it had, like, you know, gravitas to it. So
he meant something that pays money, honey.
Yeah, I guess. So I guess that's a talk show. Talk shows come and go, but okay. I wouldn't say that's the best move you could make now. They're, like, disposable, but...
Who knows? And does anyone else think that we're going to be maybe a little annoyed by Lisa Rinna on a talk show?
Yes.
I think she ruined it for herself, though.
So do I. Yeah. Because I think we would have found her, like, funny. The way that we liked her in her first season last year, I think we would have liked her in that way, being on a talk show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But now she went and ruined it for herself this season.
Completely.
I enjoyed her on Soap Talk when she had that talk show, because it was so... She, like, literally came with things from, like, the left field. Like, I was like, I don't know where this one came from, but I just thought it was so funny. Mm-hmm. But I think she ruined the deal, is what I'm saying. I think that by her making that statement and being so public about it, I think that... Because NBC, didn't they come out and say, like, we're not confirming or denying anything.
Exactly.
So I think she kind of just put those lips.
She's got a big mouth.
She's talking too much, Rinna.
Doing the most. I kind of made the point to Christy. I was like, wait a minute. Does no one want to film with her right now after ruining Dubai? She's stuck with filming with a guy we've never even seen on camera before and then trying to make herself seem so, like, important right now.
Yeah, I don't know. The HSN.
Such a good point.
Could be. Yeah.
I was like, God, even Eileen couldn't show up to film with her? Like, ooh.
They're all tired.
Harry's nowhere to be found.
I think they're all sick of talking to her. They know what she's going to say. You know what I mean? Well, Erica filled Yolanda in on what went down in Dubai, and talking about the rewriting of history, and then it cut to a scene with Lisa Vanderpump filling her husband in on what happened, and Ken has some colorful and classy words for the ladies. What do you call that?
I'm glad you picked up on that, too, because the word that I put down was classless. Mm-hmm. Ken is gross and classless in this scene.
I mean, he was like Erica. He gave zero Fs and just basically said what? He called Rinna a stupid bitch and not a full ticket, okay? Haven't used that one yet, but I'm assuming that means she's dumb. Mm-hmm. And then a wanker, which is just really classless and gross.
I noticed Lisa's face in this scene, like her reaction to his words. And either her face read, I can't believe you just said that on camera, or, oh, you say this about any woman I'm in a tiff with, so I really shouldn't take your words too seriously. Because the whole thing with him and Yolanda, and now, you know, it's like she's carried this whole, like, I really don't love Yolanda anymore thing, and this is where all their troubles stem from seasons ago. You know, and now it's like, well, all she says is, oh, Rinna and I got into it over there, and he's all, she's a effing stupid bitch. It's like... Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing for Lisa Vanderpump. If my husband spoke that way about any woman, even in the privacy of our own home, I would be humiliated. Like, you just don't speak that way about other human beings. And I think it just says a lot about him.
I mean, and especially on camera. Like, they'll just dig it up and dig it up and dig it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he's just so loyal to her. Like, if anybody's against her, then he's...
Then they're a stupid little bee.
But the blind loyalty is getting old for me. Like, you've got to have a sounding board at home, and he is not. I mean, maybe that's where she gets her behavior from.
Right.
But I'm never just going to sip she's wrong. My tea.
Well, Kaya loves to travel and throw parties on this show, so she did both on the finale. Mm-hmm. She couldn't miss an opportunity for that. And to show up her newish home in Palm Springs.
Oh, right. That's why we had to go all the way to Palm Springs to party, so she could show off her house. Okay, I was confused.
Well, there you go. And we had to get one more Kyle dig in before the end of the season. Of course. You know, I love it. So the house was there. Kim, she walked in, and she was nervous. She didn't know who was going to be there. Who do you think is going to be at this party? Who do you think is going to go? The camera's in there.
You haven't been gone that long, Kim. Come on.
No. Mm-hmm. I wrote, like, really? Like, you really don't know? Camille was there for a good time, and the reactions to the home were what got me. If I were to give my cheers and jeers, this would be my cheers. I love that Camille was like, oh, what a beautiful home. So typical Camille. And then... Lisa Rinna, she said gorgeous. four times. This is unbelievably gorgeous. I will give her that. She appreciates almost everything.
Everything. This whole season, someone hands her a drink and she's like, oh my God, this is so delicious. Like, was she like that last year? But we just liked her. I don't know.
She's always been like double OT. Double T? How do you say it? I don't know. The kids these days. Over the top.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were trying to say out of control. I was like, it's 00C, but okay.
Oh, I wrote for it. And then after she said how gorgeous everything was, she literally grabbed Yolanda and pulled her outside.
Mm-hmm. I manhandled the poor woman.
Have a cocktail first. Seriously. Good Lord, lube up before this convo.
I thought that was so rude. The woman is sitting down enjoying a conversation. Like, no, we need to go. Mm-hmm. We need to go. No. And it's like, excuse me, like, I'm not into that. At all.
And her being the instigator and the one in the wrong wanting to apologize, it's like you need to approach a little more delicately.
Well, the dramatics were not held back in this conversation because Rinna told Yolanda that Lisa Vanderpump rocked her world. All right. Yes.
Interesting choice of words.
And then she says, which was the soundbite that we were looking forward to, was that Rinna said that she thought that Yolanda was more manipulative than Lisa Vanderpump. But she didn't give this to this woman straight. She said, I have said this in the past. And then she crumbled and said, but, you know, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, like, the words got away from me and blah, blah, blah. She apologized, then threw Lisa Vanderpump in to the wolves, basically, for the reason behind the Munchausen comment. When are we going to stop talking about this Munchausen comment?
Never. But I think before we go in on Lisa, we need to go in on the producers for thinking that we're this dumb. Right? Yes. So for the last couple weeks, we've seen the preview for this finale, and it's Lisa Rinna saying to Yolanda, you're more manipulative. Mm-hmm. And in the actual scene of the show, she's not using it in that context. And they showed a completely different shot, like, of them from the side. I mean, they just, it was so vamped up in those trailers, and that just makes me feel silly. Like, that feels like insulting as a viewer. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then that's all we get out of it? Yes. Mm-hmm. It is manipulative.
And it's not the first time, because remember her comment in the preview was, you're going to go out in flames with me. Well, that was another thing that was a copy of something somebody else said.
Right.
A bunch of stuff. And another thing was, we said last week, so much was done off camera. Mm-hmm. It was messy. Mm-hmm. Doesn't give us much to play with here, because it's just like, they're recapping, and then we're sitting here recapping what they recapped on the show. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. But nevertheless, the finale didn't really disappoint too much. It had a lot of going on. It was a lot of cat and mouse, though. It was like, well, what's Rinna saying? What's Yolanda saying? Where is Vanderpump? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we can talk more about it. Rinna says that Lisa Vanderpump pushed her to make all of the comments. And then we cut over to, and Yolanda tells her, look, I'm not dealing with spending my energy on any of this, but she did. And then they ran over to the other couch where Lisa Vanderpump denied everything, and who's surprised?
Well, yeah, because LVP walked past their conversation and looked very concerned. Mm-hmm. Like, as she looked at Rinna and Yolanda like, oh, crap, you know, am I getting thrown under the bus in this conversation? Mm-hmm. Like, she wanted to know what they were talking about, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about that conversation where Yolanda says that Lisa Vanderpump brought up the conversation about Munchausen's. That's what Rinna said. Lisa Vanderpump denies it. Lisa Vanderpump's loyalty to Mohammed came up, which then commented on their relationship and their friendship. And I mean, to the surprise of no one, that they feel loyal to Mohammed only, and they're really not friends. They weren't friends before, or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we've been speculating, and this confirmed it.
Right. And then Kyle backs up Lisa Vanderpump, which Lisa was all too pleased to have an ally on that couch.
Mm-hmm. And still, why? We still don't know why. We still don't know why she does it. Why do you do it, Kyle? Why do you do it?
Mm. I know, they are tight. Huh?
We're all so tired of this. We're like, yep, that's what happened.
Well, Erica and Catherine had a conversation featuring Camille Grammer, and it was about the pecking order of things and how Rinna bowed down to Lisa Vanderpump, and Catherine is under Lisa Vanderpump's thumb and under her spell, according to Erica, and Erica says that she's the spokesman for the Kool-Aid of Lisa Vanderpump.
That was funny.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of true. But I like that Camille sounded off, and she was agreeing with these women against LVP. So even she's holding a small little angry pitchfork in this argument, you know? So that could make for a good entrance to have Camille come on, stir some stuff up.
Right?
They've got that history.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, in that situation, did Camille sit down with the new girls to try to get to know them? Was she picking their brain on what's going on? Like, I need more Camille.
I liked that moment.
Yes. I don't know why it was not enough Camille. It was like such a tease to see her. Mm-hmm. We got like one sentence out of her, and then I was like, what happened to Camille? Is she still there? I was like looking around the room like, are we going to throw Camille into another convo, please? Like, so frustrating.
She's the smartest one, because she's got us wanting her on that show so badly. You know, she's like the only one we're not tired of. It's funny. Interesting.
She's going to leverage it for a paycheck, honey.
Yes. Well, Lisa Rinna wants Lisa Vanderpump to own her manipulation so she can give her a hug.
Aww. Her intentions were so pure.
Yes, that's it. That's all you want. But then she doesn't forget how much she wants things out of people. That would not be enough, that hug, because then she had to deal with Kim. And nothing these two can say or do will be repaired to anything, for anything at all. Kim talks about the lunch, and she mentions, like, I heard you were enraged. And I kind of blame Kim for that, because it's so ridiculous. That, that was an appropriate question.
Mm-hmm.
Rinna was, I don't even know. They still have something against each other. Nothing was resolved. I think that Rinna should have just bowed out of the whole thing. She looked terrible. I think she came away from it looking worse.
So do I. I thought this was actually a really great scene because I don't think either one of them looked great in this moment, but Rinna doing the whole, I hope you take, what did she write? I want you to get better. Mm. That's like the, I'm praying for you. Like, just so rude. So rude. And she's apparently still under the impression that Kim is a very dangerous woman. Yes. She couldn't wait to get away from her. And they were both saying the same exact thing about each other to other people about what happened. Oh, I loved it. Eileen was so thirsty for the details. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love seeing Eileen be a little less than, like, squeaky clean. Uh-huh. Yes, it's fun for me.
I felt bad for Kim because after everything she's done, like, you know, all the arrests and all of the drama that everybody knows about, and then she has to go show her face to all of these people. She must be so embarrassed. Mm-hmm. It's got to be so hard.
Yeah.
But I don't know what... She wanted to talk to Lisa Rinna, and she was like, can I speak to you? And she was, like, mad that she was enraged about the lunch, but Lisa Rinna should have been like, it was about Yolanda. It has nothing to do with you. She didn't have to say, like, I hope you're okay, because that insinuates you're still drinking, and that's a serious accusation, and it's wrong.
Right. Neither of these ladies seem to go into this conversation wanting a resolution. Like, this conversation went exactly the way that it should have gone, because neither one of them were going to apologize. Mm. Neither one of them were going to change their mind about each other. And, I mean, I just love seeing Kim anytime, but was she holding a vape pen?
I think so.
Yeah. What's up with that? She looks fabulous. She looks better than I've seen her in a long, like, freshly plumped, whatever's going on, she looked fabulous.
Well, and the ladies kept saying that she looks so happy. I'm like, well, yeah, she just got $75,000 to do that mother-daughter experiment show. Of course she looks happy. Yeah. And it was also nice to see Mauricio really greet her and hug her, and they kind of had this nice moment. And you know that he was kind of the ringleader in the, like, let's stop talking to Kim. Encouraging Kyle to cut Kim off. So it was nice to see that they're kind of cool with each other and that he was supportive of her.
That's true. It was a good moment.
Yeah.
It was an awkward conversation with Ken. It's like, where are you living? Westwood. Like, she kept, like, going on about where she was living. It was so awkward.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her.
Mm-hmm. In his mind, he was probably like, fucking stupid bitch. Sorry. He's a real piece of work. They both are.
Well, as things wrapped up with this party, Eileen and Rinna stood in the background with their hands crossed, upset that they couldn't fight with Lisa Vanderpump. Did you catch that? Did you? There was like a shot of them, and it was like, she's leaving. We still have a lot to say. You gonna let her go? And it was like, it was ridiculous. They were like, just like, it was like high school 101. It was like, we're gonna let her leave this party without having words. And they just stood there, and Vanderpump made her way out as fast as she came in. She left.
Producers were like, save it for the reunion, ladies. That is one thing that I kind of expected this to be sort of wah-wah, because they do want to save everything for the reunion. We were saying last week how the finales have kind of lost some zest and all that. Yeah. But this one actually was pretty juicy. It was okay.
Yolanda said that she moved on from the gossip of her health, that she's moved on from it at this point in her interview. But we know that these reunions just find old wounds and slash them open. So
I'm confused about, because I don't believe this is coming from like a I want to be a better person place. I'm confused why Lisa apologized to Faye on the way out when Kim or Kyle was like, just be nice to Faye on the way out, okay? And she like full blown apologized. And I think she thought maybe she was beginning to look bad at this point. It's like, how many scenes are they going to film where she looks wrong or at least a bit guilty with this Yolanda
or just
stuff?
Like a jerk.
Yeah. And like never apologizes, very manipulative. Like, you know, how many people from that cast behind her back are like, she's so manipulative. They all are. So it's like one little thing. You know, Kyle even says it every freaking episode. Lisa never apologizes. Mm-hmm. So it's just another manipulation string she's pulling.
I love how Kyle had to feed her the apology. Like, she had to feed her the apology to, this is what you say to Eileen. This to Faye. But I think you're right. And I think Lisa Rinna was doing the same thing. Like, this is the finale episode. Let me try to clear it up with Yolanda so I don't look like a total jerk. They had the same intentions.
Well, I think Faye was the biggest winner of the whole season. She was got the apology that no one can get, and she got back in the spotlight from her OJ days earlier with Catherine.
I want to see her and Camille hug it out from season one.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was thinking, like, can we please get a Camille and Faye moment tonight?
Right? Yeah. They're so saving annoying. That for next year, too. Mm. I just can't with Faye after seeing the stuff that was in the OJ. I did not realize that she was that morally corrupt.
Me either. Yes. And how is, I really do like Kyle a lot. And I don't understand how she's like such a good family friend for the past 30 years or whatever. I'm like, okay.
You are judged by the company you keep. So
that's my problem.
That speaks to some.
And I understand things. Second chances and people cleaning up their life and all that. But it's also like for that person to be so public for the most well-known murder trial ever, or at least present day, it's kind of like, that might have been somebody I'd cut out of my life. Just saying.
Seriously, like, if I were Kyle, I would be like, her friend was murdered. A month later, she's, like, trying to sell a book. Like, that's not the friend's kind of friend I want.
Saying her stories about her friend giving blowjobs to men, sneaking up. I mean, that book.
Yeah.
So trashy.
Not good taste, no. No good taste there.
Trashy, trashy, trashy.
Well, 2 months after they taped the finale, they had a bunch of conversations talking about the divorce. And, you know, I think it took all of us by surprise for the most part. It didn't make David look good. But everybody, these women, they all had their little chats about the divorce. You saw Yolanda's new condo. And she says that she's really only confided in Erica out of the whole group of the girls. No surprise there. And she just basically plans to move forward with her life and hopes for a friendship with David. But we know that they're not on good terms, right?
It looks like they're pretty much just done with each other. Aww. He still says things about the kids every once in a while, like, oh, yeah, you know, Gigi or Bella did that, and that's great. I still love them, but yeah.
The flashbacks were so sad, especially the one at the, sad. Like, the star, when he, oh, my God, they seemed so, I don't know, in love.
I was listening to, I don't know if anybody listens to The Bitch Bible. She has on a lot of, Vanderpump Rules cast member. It's, The podcaster is Jackie Schimmel, and her brand is The Bitch Bible. So she's had on, like, a lot of Vanderpump Rules cast members, and she's, I think, in the process of rebooking Erica Jane as a guest after a schedule change. So I was listening to an episode when this news had just broken, and it was with Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules, and they were saying, what was the whole point of me sharing
like David,
this story?
When I first heard it, I was like, David, I could see him, like, leaving her because she's not healthy anymore. But after seeing those flashbacks, I was like, wow.
Well, they were saying, genuine. They were saying, like, oh, maybe you shouldn't treat your husband as good as she treated him because he got too big of, like, an ego or too, they're like, you know, if you look like Yolanda Foster and you're calling this man my king and the speeches she would give about him at dinner parties, like, if you can't hold on to a man, like, who has sure as hell isn't any hope for the rest of us? Exactly. So I just, strangely enough, I was just listening to this yesterday, and knowing that this was coming in this episode, I was like, whoa, poignant. Like, so right. Maybe we need to, like, keeping the balance of power going in there in the relationship.
If anyone treats their man like crap, I am sure it is Stassi Schroeder.
Right? Well, on the other side of that, too, sometimes, and this was actually said on my podcast, we were talking about this on our Christmas episode when this news broke. We were talking about, like, if you have to put on too much of a show, then there's something bad going on, too. When it's too lovey-dovey, you know, which is so perfect, then it isn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you hiding?
I get grossed out when married people act so, like, PDA. I'm like, ew.
Do that in private. You spend enough time together.
Exactly. Well, you're going to be together forever. Like, cool. Right.
But there are some people that are just on a permanent honeymoon, though. God bless them.
Or they want us to think they are.
Right.
They're Yolanding.
I was going to say, I don't know any.
And there you go.
Well, how about Rinna seemed to think that this divorce thing, like, vindicated her? Like, she was like, see, I knew it. There was something else going on. So I was like,
very unhappy with her attitude at that lunch.
Yeah, but you know what really pissed me off is when she said, I want to know more about Yolanda's relationship. Why didn't she open up about this? Why would that bitch ever open up to you about her marriage?
Exactly.
Ever. Like, well, at any point.
Eileen obviously had the presence of mind to be like, well, if I was having problems with my husband, I probably wouldn't have told Yolanda, so just think about it that way.
Right.
Well, meanwhile, apparently Vinny was in Europe for 4 months and we didn't hear anything about it.
Interesting.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
And she said they're just getting back.
Yeah.
Was like, it Vinny? We saw him. She said somebody else.
Vinny and like, one of his sons, I think. Vinny and Duke or something. Yeah.
What were they doing there? Taping a show?
They must have been making a movie or something. But, like, didn't we just see him? And then when she was packing to go to Dubai, remember?
And then when they came back.
They don't want us to put the storyline together. That's why.
Well, Rinna has been just kind of cleaning up her image a little bit, saying that she, in her blog, she's like, I know, like, this is just getting to be, like, out of hand, like, I know I'm speaking too much, but this is just how I am. And then in tonight's episode, she calls herself an F-up, so she's trying to say, like, hey, you know, I kind of respect that, but I also feel like it's a little late, too, to be like, hey, I know I'm pain in the ass, like... Well, you took yourself pretty seriously all 20 episodes until the end of the 20th, so...
I just think we were seeing, like, Lisa Rinna soap opera star all year. Like, it wasn't real Lisa Rinna. I feel like we got real Lisa Rinna last season. And this year it was like, oh, let me insert myself and put on a show.
Completely.
Did she just, like, only narrowly make the cast again or something? Like, did they tell her you really have to step it up? Like, what happened?
That's the vibe I got from her all season.
We loved her so much last season. Like,
she was so awesome.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
No problem. I want to throw to a quick reenactment. As you know, the reunion is next week. So we're going to have a little reunion reenactment ourselves. This comes from season 3, and it's connected to tonight's episode because it shines a light on the relationship between Yolanda and Lisa Vanderpump, and of course, Kim Richards is in the middle. And I did not know the full context of this, so I put this on Twitter, the link to this actual fight, and I said, someone's going to know exactly what this is. So thank you, Michael Horn, for letting us know a little bit of the backstory. Michael, big fan of a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz. He says, this is when Kyle and Kim said that Yolanda said in Paris that Lisa Vanderpump was, quote, full of shit and caring about Kim. So...
It's going back a ways.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. So they were traveling to Paris, and then it was like that's when people questioned if Lisa Vanderpump really cared about Kim and her being drunk. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. So let's get going with a quick reenactment. I will be playing Yolanda Foster.
And I will be playing the part of Andy Cohen.
I will be playing Kyle, my favorite.
I'll be returning in the role of Kim Richards.
Yes!
Kim, 2 weeks in a row.
Yes!
All right, so the scene is set. It's the reunion season 3. Yolanda's got her long hair, and that's kind of the only difference. And it's the same people... kind of doing the same things. So let's go.
All right. Did you say Lisa was full of shit?
No, never. Not ever. I never.
Yes, you did. You said the reason I like Brandy, at least she's honest and she's straightforward. Unlike Lisa, who's a phony and wants someone to think she's someone You said that to both of us in the airport. She said it to both of us.
You weren't there. You weren't even talking to your sister. I schlepped her bags through the airport.
Excuse me, Yolanda. If you want to talk about being honest, be honest.
You weren't even talking to her. You were being an asshole to your sister.
We were.
You weren't even talking to your sister at the airport. She was sitting by herself, and I was the only one sitting with her. I carried her bags through the airport.
And now you're going to lie? You're going to lie!
You're a liar, please!
Yolanda, you are a liar.
This is what happened, Yolanda. She was talking behind my mouth back last night, and what Yolanda said...
She wasn't even talking behind your back.
Pointing and hand gestures. She was Yolanda, stop! The night before, she was talking behind my back at dinner, and you said, she's not your friend, she's full of shit.
She was right there in the room. I said to you, it's not nice that she keeps bringing up the conversation in front of you with you in the room.
And you said, she's not your friend.
She wasn't talking behind your back.
I swear to God, that's what you said, I promise you.
You remember?
I remember! You're supposed to laugh.
Oh, really?
I do remember.
You're going to make fun of her now?
I didn't replace Yolanda.
I'm not making fun. You're confused, honey.
No, I'm very clear. Very. You sit there. I've been nice to you on camera, off camera, and the whole season. You're so nice to everyone, and then you talk shit about everyone in your blog. I don't understand why you do that.
I do not talk shit. I have an opinion. My blogs are my opinion.
So you're nice to me on camera and off, and...
We all read the blogs.
Really? So then who do I believe? The you that talks to me to my face, or the you on the blog? Who should I believe?
I don't see you. You never look at my face.
Yeah.
If you can make sense of that.
Scene. I remember that now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Was this the whole thing stemming from when she was, all of her bags like fell over at the airport and all the women like started like tripping on... No, that was last season. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Always something with Kim in the bags.
Yes.
And if you notice, this is all about if Lisa Vanderpump said if she was full of shit or not. And Lisa Vanderpump had no lines. She sat there the whole time. It kept cutting to her. She just watched.
Of course she did.
So, very interesting. So, perhaps, I like seeing Yolanda kind of like this stuff.
Yeah.
She's making things be known. So... That being said, that could be happening next week. But before we predict, let's take a look at some news and gossip with Christy Olsen.
Ooh. Christy reports.
Yes.
Report. Got a few little good tidbits today. The internet was ablaze yesterday with the news that Brandi Glanville had posted a butt pic on Instagram. Booty pic.
Why hasn't this happened sooner? And that's
right?
A surprise.
Basic.
She says she got support from her family in posting this photo. And you'll be very happy to know she's wearing some very, I'm sure, expensive Louboutins, which you can see the red bottoms. You can also see that her room is very tiny and dirty. There are things scattered about. It looks like about the trashiest thing you can kind of imagine on Instagram.
Oh my God.
So congratulations to Brandi for that. And also, Famously Single, her new program on E! Will be premiering June 14th at 10 p.m. So make sure you check out that train wreck.
Yes.
And this I found incredibly interesting. The Real Housewives of Melbourne were actually in Dubai shooting at the same time as the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yes.
As the Beverly Hills ladies. They were at the same hotel. I mean, very very mixed up here. Everybody together. They were doing some of the same stuff with the camel and the whole thing. And apparently, Lisa Vanderpump decided that these ladies of Melbourne were stalkers. She saw one of them in the hotel lobby at 3 a.m. and assumed that this woman was, like, trying to talk to her and called her a stalker. A couple of the ladies from the Melbourne cast. Yeah.
She doesn't know the people from the Melbourne cast?
Apparently not.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. She was super rude to them.
I wish somebody included that in the show.
I love crossovers.
They like to keep them separate. For some reason, they don't really acknowledge the international cities.
Huh.
And I don't know why. I know that it's because they're not on Bravo, but they are... on Bravo, technically.
Yeah.
Just because they're not necessarily produced through, like, Bravo Media. I think they're treated like redheaded stepchildren, and yet everyone's still making money off the still Real Housewives,
yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe this little tidbit kind of leads to that. Andy Cohen actually didn't think that Bravo needed two California Housewives franchises. I just read this week. He almost kiboshed the Beverly Hills Housewives because he was like, oh, we got OC already. We don't need it. So thank you for changing your mind, Andy. Now let them mingle together, please. And also maybe a little tidbit that you didn't know about Eileen Davidson. She's written 4 novels. I didn't know this. I know a lot of you guys are diehard fans. One was even called Diva Las Vegas.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, with the last one being in 2011. So she's due for another novel.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Did you know? Did you know that about her? I have no idea,
but I have a feeling. Did she really write them? Because there was that time when celebrities were writing books, like Nicole Richie.
Yes.
She didn't really write the book.
It was good.
Yeah. Even Bethany Frankel's book, I don't think is written by her.
There was a time period then, too, when a lot of soap people wrote books. And they, you know, I think Susan Lucci had her book written with someone else who's written a lot of those, like, that genre of books of, like, you know, memoirs type deals. So, yeah, that was a kind of a big time for soap books, just from what I can remember. Maybe I'm totally wrong. But, now she should be writing another one because she's got a whole new group of fans. So,
Bring it on, Eileen. And just one more little tidbit. Erica Girardi said in an interview that she did not rewear anything during the season of Real Housewives except for jeans and shoes. Nothing else. Didn't repeat any jewelry or anything like that. And most interestingly, she still shops for clothes at places like Target and Forever 21. Can you imagine? I know, right? Like, I was like, I'm not stepping. If I become as rich as her, I'm not stepping foot in either one of those places. I'll be like, adios, Target, whatever. But yeah, she shops at freaking Forever 21.
Yeah. Mm.
Hmm. Who knew?
She said in an interview that she shops like grocery shops. Like, she'll go in and like just, I can't picture her like just going into like Ralph's and like picking up milk.
Mm-mm, with a shopping cart and her heels and her
Well, she says that she goes to like get coffee at Starbucks every morning without the makeup and the whole thing, and that she doesn't really mind being seen that way either. But
that's interesting to me. I want to see her going food shopping and going to Target and
right?
Yeah,
we gotta move to Pasadena.
There's a picture of her when I first googled her name, like Girardi, not Jane. There was a picture that came up where she looked like, she looks like a woman of her age, but she looked like almost like a gorilla, like mom. So that's why I expect to see her on the show. But it's funny because she doesn't come across that way at all. And I was looking at that picture the other day, and it looks like two completely different people.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to Google that.
Yeah, and her album cover for Pretty Mess, she doesn't look how she currently appears either. Not, I'm not saying it's plastic surgery. I'm just saying the look is different. Mm-hmm. It's a little more toned down, where tonight with her on Watch What Happens Live, she's very toned up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. Mm-hmm. You guys watch a little tidbit?
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to go home, make my martini.
And watch what happens live.
Watch what happens on my DVR.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a look forward now and predict what's coming up with this three-part reunion.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Who knows?
I mean, we see Yolanda walk out.
Yeah.
I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Megan with the dirt.
Okay.
She's gathering her thoughts.
I'm so psychic. I can't even take it. This entire reunion is going to be about Lisa and Lisa and Yolanda.
Agreed.
And that's it. It's going to be like the triangle of death. Like, this reunion might kill me. Through that fabulous leaked clip we saw this week on Twitter. Yes. We could, obviously, there's a Yolanda walkout. Yeah, I think it's going to be just be the Lisas squaring off. Lisa Rinna putting on her best show possible. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if Vanderpump gives an apology. I'm going to say no. But I think everyone's going to be with the pitchforks, like.
Yeah.
With the pitchforks and with the phones. It looks like Rinna pulls out her phone to, like,
Rinna brought the receipts. I'm so excited.
And you know, once one of them does that, then everyone starts pulling out the phone and trying to prove themselves.
You never realize that they all have the phone shoved down in the couch crevices, and then it's all of a sudden like, oh, I'll show you right here this evil text you sent to me, and it's the best.
Yes.
We'd like to thank Gretchen Rossi of Real Housewives of Orange County for starting that little trend.
It's so good, right?
I was just thinking that. Yes.
So good.
Well, I wonder what Kim's going to have to say for herself.
Is she going to be at the reunion?
She is at the reunion, Brandy appears only in a pre-taped thing, but Kim is actually there.
Okay. I think it's totally unnecessary for Kim to be there. But
it's very unnecessary to even have Brandy, never mind dedicate a pre-taped segment to her.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what she has to say in that. I think that maybe that was just addressing the fact that she kept saying all season, they're talking about me, and I can't talk for myself. So I think maybe that was just Bravo's way of being like, fine, what do you got to say, lady? Mm.
I still don't think that we've talked too much about Brandy.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Well, we only saw her on, what, 2 episodes?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember she was saying earlier in the season how, like, they'd come up in every episode, but not really. Mm-mm. And it wasn't always a bad thing, either. It's like, she's making it sound like they just talk about her, but I don't know. I don't mind seeing her, but I'm just questioning why. I'd rather see Camille, but, you know, we all know that at this point. So, I don't know what to predict.
I feel like we love when Yolanda actually stands up for herself and stuff, but she's not going to do that here. It looks like she tears up and runs away, and I hate that.
Yeah. I hope she comes in and just... I really hope she has a moment where she can put everyone in their place. Mm-hmm. I like when they end all these reunions when they're all on the set together. You know, sometimes they take that picture and one of them's missing, you know, who's upset with who or whatever. But, like, I feel like an orange... You know, all of them, they always, like, toast at the end. So I hope that's one where they can at least all stand together at the end.
I think they do. I can't remember if I saw it on television, on a preview, or... maybe it was last night when I was watching Southern Charm on Bravo, there's a moment where they're all sitting in a circle on the set holding hands. So I don't know if it's a big, like, cry fest and forgiveness and, like, blah, 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 because, like, Yolanda got so upset. I'm assuming it's after she comes back on set and cries about the fact that, like, I can't believe everyone talked about me this whole season. I really was sick. I'm assuming it's a big, like, I'm so, you know, it's like a Reno with the waterworks and the lips. And, like, I'm so sorry I ever brought up the word Munchausen's.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to end it all, like, hugs. Yeah.
I was just going to say we should place bets on how many times I say the word Munchausen during this reunion, but I don't want to have to sit and count them.
Or how many? Why don't we play a drinking game next week? Whenever Yolanda says a word wrong, we'll take a shot.
Mausen
should
be a fun show, guys.
Mausenhausen. Yes. I hope she brings back Mausenhausen.
Oh my God, I like that one too. Well, yeah, I guess I'll predict then that Lisa Rinna will have that moment of come to Jesus, where she's very much upset, and but only after she gets her points across. That's what I think. I think she's gonna want to. She has stuff that she's just dying to say that she's sad on that she needs to bring up. And we saw in that preview clip that we've been referring to, where she brings up these phone calls that Lisa Vanderpump basically told her to talk about things. So you know, she'll give everyone, I think, at the end. So she has to, like, change her perception of people's perception of her. So she wants to go out looking good, I think. She knows that she's looking pretty bad right now, but only after she presents all her facts. That's what I think is going to happen.
You read Lisa Rinna so well,
Bravo needs to
Grant.
Surprise us one year in, like, one of these off-camera off-camera conversations was really on-camera, and they surprise us at the reunion, and we really see what happens.
It's in, like, the lost footage or something?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That would be good.
I don't think I'm going to get to the lost footage. I really don't. I don't think I'm going to be able to. But, all right, well, let's keep the conversation going with us. You can comment below. You can give us a thumbs up. You can rate us on iTunes. And you can support us with our various ventures. Fern, what do you want to promote?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and Snapchat, too, at Fern Ronay. And my first novel, Better in the Morning, will be released April 26th. So follow me for release information and check out Grant's podcast, episode 24, where we talk about all these fun things, including the brief history of Fern Ronay.
Ooh. Super
it's
fun.
It's a really great one.
I love being on Grant's Rants. Hey guys, it's Megan. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Having a lot of fun with the Snapchat these days. And thank you guys for checking it out. It's all at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
Hey guys, you can all follow me at Christy Reports. I can't with the Snapchat. I'm going to have Megan show me how to use it. But you can definitely check out my website, ChristyReports.com, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy Reports.
And you guys can find me here at AfterBuzz doing the Real Housewives of Dallas. What did y'all think of that one? And you can find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We have a good TV panel coming up. And you can check out my YouTube channel, follow me on Twitter, and that'll do it for us for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, episode 20.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.